smarter, dream bigger, live brighter.
This show is hosted by the dexterous diva herself, Miss Jo Giffick, your new secret weapon for whip smart workflow, marketing mastery, social media prowess, and all the creativity and technology you can handle.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 9 of the Work Smarter, Dream Bigger, Live Brighter podcast with me, Jo Gifford, also known of course as the Dexterous Diva. This week it's something a little different. I've got some things going on in my family life where we have a family emergency, and so actually in this kind of thing, work has to take a backseat, and that includes, you know, creating content for you awesome folks out there. And this podcast has been doing so well. I've had 20,000 hits already, and I'm getting so many emails from you, you know, saying that you are enjoying the show, and some great ratings on iTunes, which is just fabulous. And this really is a case in point of what to do if things do go a bit 404, and I have called in some help from a friend. And this week's episode is hosted by the lovely Paul Kemp, who is himself a podcaster. And Paul will introduce himself in his audio shortly, but he actually interviewed me a couple of months ago back on his Entrepreneur Dad podcast, which I was really thrilled to be on. And Paul is holding the mic for me today, and I'm really, really thrilled that having friends who are podcasters is a great way to keep some content going for you all. And I know Paul has lots to say on juggling you know, self-employment and, you know, podcasting and parenthood and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, this is a real thing to do if it all gets too much, and if you just need to sort of carve out some time for yourself in your business and in your life, then just hit pause and get in some help from your friends. Over to you, Paul.
Thank you, Jo, for having me on as a guest host of Dexterous Diva Podcasting. It's a great podcast. I subscribe and listen to it. My name is Paul Kemp, and I actually am a podcaster as well. I host the App Guy podcast, and also I do the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. And I am an app developer. I've developed about 80 apps over my time as an app developer, and I run some businesses online as well. So I interviewed Jo a few weeks ago now for my podcast, and we developed, a connection. Because we have something in common. We both have twins, and we're both work from home parents. And it was with great pleasure when Jo asked me to speak to you, the Dexterous Diva Tribe. I took that as a great honor, and I'm very blessed to be able to talk to you today and offer some real value. I do hope that I can really offer some great content for you to listen to and take away, and really put it into practice for your own life. And so I'm going to talk about three things today, three things which will last about 25 minutes. I'm going to be very strict with myself and try and restrict the time to 25 minutes, because I know that you guys are incredibly busy listening to this. And so the first thing I'm going to talk about is work-life balance, and that's what Jo's asked me to talk about, you know, how to incorporate family life when working from home. And that's something I am very passionate about. I strongly believe in. I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been working for corporate, and I now do a work from home full-time entrepreneurial lifestyle. And then I do this because of my family, and I'm really blessed because I can do this. The second thing I will talk to you about is I am the app guy. So I love apps. I've interviewed now hundreds of startup founders and app developers and millionaires and authors. And because of this, I have found some really interesting apps. I know you're going to love it. I'm pretty sure that most of you are listening on a smartphone, or you have iPads or iPhones or smartphones, Android devices. And so I'm going to be able to share with you some great apps that I think you will love. And then the final part of the interview, I thought it would be just interesting to reflect on some of the interviews that I've done, and some of the best things that I can take away and share with you from the guests I've had on the App Guy podcast and the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. As I say, there has been a lot of interviews, and there's some great nuggets of information that I think you'll just benefit from hearing it from from my perspective. So thank you, Dexterous Tribe. I am very pleased and honored to be talking with you. Let's dig straight in now to part one, which is the work from home lifestyle balance. And I just wanted to, I guess, mention that if you are interested in hearing my full story, you can pop along to the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. You just go to the entrepreneurdadpodcast.com or have a look in your favorite podcasting app for the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. And I share my life story and the first 12 episodes before I start the guest interviewing. So if you do want to hear a little bit more, then clearly you can do that. But in terms of, in a very short summary, that will help you understand where I'm coming from. I had a six-figure salary in the City of London. I was very blessed. I'd finished uni and I'd got into asset management and finance. And it's what I thought I wanted to do because the money was so great. And I managed to achieve a career that was paying me a lot of money. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because that everyone around me thought that I was really happy. Now, I was initially, but as time went on, the more money I earned, the less satisfied I began to feel. And I had something missing in my life. I was happily with my wife and we were pre-kids at that stage. And I just felt that I really wanted a purpose in life. I wanted to have a legacy. I wanted to make sure that I was really well prepared for when my kids did come along, because many of the people I was working with were parents and they were not seeing a lot of their kids. And I didn't want that lifestyle. I wanted a work from home lifestyle or an entrepreneurial lifestyle. To be frank, I can think back now that I can't remember what I wanted, but I didn't want to work for corporate. I didn't like the fact that somebody was dictating my lifestyle and I was not free. And to me, freedom is one of the big driving forces of my life. And I'm sure that you must have the same feelings as well, whether you're listening to this, driving to a work position that you maybe are not 100% happy with. I wanted change and I wanted to be around my family, be around my kids and have a different kind of lifestyle. So without knowing too much, my mistake is I left unprepared. Unprepared to be an entrepreneur, unprepared to be a work from home parent, and not really. I mean, the one thing I had going for me was I'm very driven and incredibly motivated to do work. And I don't find it very hard at all to motivate myself to go through a day working. It's not the money that's driving me. It's the learning new things. It's having a purpose. It's helping and giving back and growing my own thing. And that's what's really driving me now. Whereas before, I would say that I was primarily driven by the money. So you may have these same feelings as well. And I know that Dexterous Tribe that listen to the Dexterous Diva podcast are very entrepreneurial. And, you know, we all have sometimes ups and downs, and there's a little bit of background in regards to my lifestyle and where I'm coming from. Now, the reason for telling you that as well is that it doesn't have to stay the same, that we all have the ability to change. And I was very fortunate that I had great wife, and we had twins. Like Joe's got, we've got twins, and I felt blessed. I was a little bit naive at the start. I did say to my parents that, you know, these twins are not going to change me. I'm still going to be free-spirited. And to some extent, we've done a lot. Of the last 4 years that we've had kids, I've been able to spend 3 months in the French Alps and doing a ski season with my kids. And when my wife was on maternity leave, we went to live in Dubai for about 2 months. And then we fell in love with Dubai and the lifestyle and how great it was for kids. And just, you know, we like the city lifestyle. We like the sun over the winter. It was just perfect temperatures. And so over the last 4 years, since our kids have been with us, we have done these things. We do go across to Dubai and spend 3 months every year, where we literally go and live in Dubai Marina and just have the four of us. And it has brought us incredibly close. If you have kids and you're listening to this and they're young, preschool, then and you are working from home, then have a think about your location. I would say that if I can do it, then anybody can do it. You know, it really is a case of making a decision to go and live somewhere else. It's not particularly frightening. Certainly, if you were to choose Dubai, I'd happily talk you through the process. And it's got great internet connection. So if you are working from home, of course, you can work anywhere that you have an internet connection. And it's incredibly friendly for children. We found lots of things to do, and we completely enjoyed our time there. We're back in the UK now, and that's because of schooling. And I am looking into ways to think about the schooling of our kids. But at the moment, we've got a really nice local school to where we are now. So I just think that, yes, you can do it. You can go and live anywhere you want. You know, if you want to have a real closeness to your family, to your children, then have a think about going and just, you don't have to permanently emigrate. You could just do it for a few months and just see how you get on. But life is out there, and I thoroughly have enjoyed the experience of going to almost like to be a semi part-time expat and have this lifestyle where we have two different countries that we live in. So in terms of my typical day, if you are working and you are inspired to have a work from home lifestyle, let me just give you an insight into what it's like to be a work from home dad. I and my wife work together. We have an office in the garden, and we have three bedrooms. So I'm currently recording this podcast from one of the bedrooms, and we see the kids anytime we want to. I mean, at the moment, I'm taking them to nursery in the morning, and they're occasionally looked after in the afternoon by grandparents who are living closely. But we can go to field trips with them. I can take them across to the fields. I can spend days with them. If there's a problem, say one of them is ill, I don't have to report to anybody or ask for the time off. Excuse me. I can just go and pick the kids up, which I did the other day. And we do a lot of family events, going out to places. And so the time I have with my kids has just been so powerful for me. And you can do the same as well. You could have this kind of lifestyle where you literally do choose the hours that you want to work, and then you're free from the constraints that a particular job may consider or give you. Just on the other side of things, it is important to realize that a work from home lifestyle is not all happy times. It's incredibly hard work. You know, trying to make money on the internet is sometimes up and sometimes down. The thing that I would strongly encourage is that if you are working and you're looking to have a work from home lifestyle, then save as much as you can now. Downsize as much as you can. You know, do you really need this that car you're driving, the new car that you've bought on credit? Try to get rid of all the things in your life that are a constraint to you working from home. Save as much as you can. You'll need it, and it will just give you a buffer so that you can start to really be free and work on the things that you really want to. Luckily, I am in a position where my wife works from home but works for a company, and so she has a regular salary, so she can see me going, you know, times when I'm not earning very much at all, not enough to cover the bills, and then she can cover the expenses. So I'm very fortunate in that way, but my advice to you is to save as much as you can, because I think it's just really comforting to know that you've got a buffer when it comes to actually going and working on your own and doing your own thing. And also just try to avoid the mistake that I made, which I do go into on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. The big mistake I made when I first set up my first business, which was a bricks and mortar business, a physical business, is that I spent a lot of money. And it's easy to spend money in business, especially if you don't know what you're doing. And so nowadays, with the internet and the ability to set up businesses with almost zero money, then, you know, just be very mindful of the fact that you trying to keep your costs down to the minimum is much, much easier than trying to get money in the door. And so When you set up businesses, be very considerate about taking on any loans. Try and avoid that if you can. Try and think of the business model beforehand, and you'll have a much smoother ride into a work from home lifestyle. If you wanted to blog full time or podcast full time or be an app developer, it's much easier to keep your costs down to the bare minimum, learn the skill that you need, and then become a valuable asset to sell yourself as a consultant or sell products and services that relate to whatever you're doing. So that's my advice in terms of my experience with working from home and transitioning into a full-time business. So let me move on to the second part now, which is when I pick up my phone and I give you some really awesome insights into apps. Now, I've only given myself 8 minutes to talk about this, so I'm not going to be able to go through everything. If you are a big app user or you love using apps on your smartphone, then I'd highly recommend just going and checking out my free report that I give away on the App Guy podcast. So that's theappguy.co. And just have a quick look for the updates and you'll see a free report where that you get 50 of the best apps that are recommended by my guests on my show. But let me go through some things that you can actually download right now, which will change your life. I mean, they've changed my life, and I'm just going to go through these in order of significance for me. The app that I use probably the most at the moment is an app called Lyft. L-I-F-T, Lyft. It's a blue icon with a white arrow pointing up, and that is an app which I'm opening up right now, and I can see all the activity. I'm a big believer of creating powerful habits, and the thing that I've learned from all my interviews is that you need a really strong morning routine, especially when you've got kids around the house. You need a strong morning routine to get the work done and just form a habit. So the habit that I've been trying to form over this year, and I can see that on the Lyft app that I've done really well, is that I want the habit of waking up at 5 a.m., going for some exercise in the morning. I usually go for a walk. Sometimes I even record my podcast while I'm walking. And I use the Lyft app to swipe across an achievement, and it almost gamifies the whole process of creating this habit, and I love the app. So there's loads of different things, you know, if you need to drink more water, if you want to keep your inbox to zero, if you want to set yourself the daily habit of writing to-do lists. I mean, at the moment on my Lyft is wake up at 5 a.m. go for a walk, I'm on the paleo diet, 5 mindful minutes, and being thankful and grateful. And I think the morning routine, as I say, is incredibly important. So every day that I get up now, I think about the things that I'm really grateful for, the things that happened to me, for instance, yesterday that I'm truly grateful for. I can tell you, you know, by just going into my app that I was grateful for spending some time with my two twins and taking them on a walk. And basically, it gives you the frame of mind to start the day off. I mean, if you can think, if your kids get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's you already done, you know, an hour and a half's work and a half an hour exercise. So it just empowers you to get things done and really focus. And of course, you can even set that habit up if you are working, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, if you're working 9 to 5, then you don't have to start until 9 o'clock. And if you're really committed and motivated, then you could make a difference by using that app. The other app that I absolutely love is a way for me to connect is Tweetbot. Tweetbot is a Twitter client, an app that is on Android and iPhone. I think all these apps are on Android and iPhone. And Tweetbot, I have the ability, I'm just opening up the app, I have the ability to manage my lists. So the people that I really want to follow, for example, people that are our guest interviews on my show, I can put them into a dedicated list. And the other thing I can do is I can mute people. So if there are people on Twitter that are just notoriously promoting themselves, then I can mute them for a week, a month, or a year by just going in and muting that. And also I have the ability to mute these automated robots that send out automated tweets. And so, of course, it just drills down the whole thing to become a much more human experience. And I use Twitter to promote my own shows, but to also engage with people, engage with listeners. And what I'm using at the moment is I'm using an app called Audio Copy, where I record an audio message, upload it to SoundCloud, which is another app called SoundCloud. And for anyone who tends to show an interest in me or my podcast, then I end up sending them a private message thanking them. And I've gained so many thankful notes and testimonials to appreciate the human connection and the human touch that makes. So if you have the ability to use your smartphone for work, then I would suggest download Audio Copy, SoundCloud, and Tweetbot, and use those to connect with real people by leaving audio messages. The other thing which I touched on there, which is another app, which I know that everybody has probably got on their phone already, but let me explain the way I use it. Evernote. Evernote is incredible because if you have an idea, as an entrepreneur and a work from home entrepreneur, I have ideas all the time and I just need my phone handy, and I'll either do an audio recording or post the idea into my Evernote, where I've got a folder set up for ideas. Topics of my podcast show, I'll put that into another Evernote folder. And the most important thing is that when you get emails, you can forward those emails to an Evernote email address, and it uploads it into a folder. So anyone who sends me a thankful note or something that I wanted to keep, then I forward that to my Evernote email address, and it uploads it to my folder, where occasionally I will go in, and if I'm feeling a bit down, I'll have a look and go through all my testimonials. So as I open up Evernote right now, I can see that I've got a lot of testimonials. I just had one today. In fact, somebody has managed to submit their first podcast into the store, the iTunes store, and they are thrilled. And they said that I really helped them, inspire them to do that. So that makes me feel great. So if you are struggling to convince yourself that you can do this, then why not set up an Evernote folder where you can put these really nice notes that you tend to get in life, put them into one place and be reminded of how great you are. Because if you keep convincing yourself, then eventually you may even fool yourself, like I have, to think that you are worthy of what you're doing, and you do have a voice and you can make a difference in the world, especially when you're affecting other people. I found a really nice podcasting app, actually, which given that I'm talking to the Dexterous tribe who listen to podcasts, then you may be very happy with the podcasting app that you've got. I was always a big user of the Apple podcasting native app, but recently it broke, or it's given me a lot of different bugs, and it was driving me a little bit crazy. So I ended up downloading RSS Radio, and it is a great podcasting app. It gives me some things that I take for granted, such as I always listen to my podcasts on 1.8 times speed, and you can actually dictate the speed that you want to listen to, but it gets you through a lot of the content. So if you're not listening to me at least 1.5 times, then have a think about doing that, because you'll get through a lot more content doing that. The other thing which is great is that you can skip 30 seconds or 60 seconds of the podcast, or even a couple of minutes, and so you can choose the default starting position. So if you've got a podcast that has a load of ads up front, you can just skip those before you even play them. So that's great. And the other thing before I finish up this section, if you are interested in finding your voice, if you're a big blogger and you want to talk about the content in your blog, as a blogger, you're going to have a ton of content, like Joe has done here. And I would suggest that you download the Road Rec app. That's the Road Rec app. And buy the Smart Lav microphone, which is, I think Amazon sell it for about £35 in the UK. I know it's available worldwide. Plug that in, open up the Road Rec app, and you can record whilst you're on the move a really nice sounding podcast. And you can even add in some jingles and things like that, and then upload that to the cloud, and there you have a podcast. And it's that easy to do. So there's no excuse if you're a blogger and you feel confident enough to talk through your content, then I would suggest you use the Road Rec app along with the Smart Lav microphone. So I've got hundreds of apps, and as I say, I could go through this section for a long period of time. I know that you're busy, so I'm going to stop there. And it's almost like I feel I've shortchanged you, because there's so many other apps on here that I would go through. But in the meantime, as I say, I've got that report that gives away 50 of the top apps that are used by me and my guests that I get on the show. So lots of interesting ones to look for in there. So just go to theappguy.co, or just get in touch with me via Twitter, and I'll DM you or email you. My Twitter is Paul_S_Kemp. That's Paul_S_Kemp for Twitter. And my email address is info@onemob.com. That's info@onemob.com. And email me and I'll send you the report. So finally then, in the short time that I've given myself to finish this podcast, I wanted to talk about some of my favorite interviews that I've had on my show over the time that I've been doing, and the hundreds of interviews that I've so far done. And I've just been so blessed to be introduced to so many different inspiring people from around the world. Clearly, the most important guest that I've had on my show is Joe Gifford, who is running this podcast. And I thoroughly enjoyed my chat with Joe. What was nice is that we discovered that we live pretty close to each other, and that we have twins that are near enough the same age, and just so much in common. And you know, given that she's gone through a work from home lifestyle, I was just, it was such a great interview. And so that you can find that interview on the Entrepreneur Dad Podcast. Just search for Joe Gifford at theentrepreneurdadpodcast.com. So she was my best guest by far. But I do have some other guests that are memorable. And given that this is the Dexterous Diva Tribe, I figured that I would talk about guests that may be of more relevance to you. And so I've had some really powerful women on the show. I'm thinking of Gina Ford. She was a woman who was blogging and started blogging, and only had for the first year about 10 people reading her blog when she was a journalist. But she carried on and she really persevered, and she managed to grow a blog that is currently getting about 1 million page views per month. And she admitted that she does get a lot of her traffic from Pinterest. And what she's doing is she runs a blog called The Shabby Creek Cottage, theshabbycreekcottage.com. And she is deriving a lot of traffic from Pinterest by posting pictures of crafts around the house. So DIY projects, things that she makes for the house. And she posts that on Pinterest and then drives a lot of the traffic. She said that Facebook is not working particularly well for her at the moment, given the algorithm changes. But Pinterest was a really powerful source of traffic. And she gets paid to have these certain projects in the house, to do some sponsorship from companies that are looking to promote their brands. Really interesting business model. You know, this lady now, Gina, she only works 2 days a week. She, at the time of my interview, she was just heading off to have a few days with her daughter going around Disneyland. And she just loves the work from home lifestyle. So that was a really powerful woman, entrepreneur, blogger, and someone who's just been so successful working with a blog and Etsy. And so you can listen to that. The other lady who was incredibly powerful, a blogger, her name was Kate Matsudaira. Kate Matsudaira. And I think you can find her on Twitter, Kate Mats, or you'll find her blog, just type in Kate Matsudaira. And she is a blogger that's worked, she was working for, I think, Amazon or Google at the time. And she started writing blogs focusing on how to teach people in leadership roles who are working, how to teach them online, because she was discovering that so many people in these that were being promoted in these leadership roles were not getting the significant training they needed from the company. And they'd be happy to spend a bit of money on some really strong educational training to help them in leadership roles. And at the time, I think she left to start her own company. She was getting about 60,000 visits to her blog per month, and the whole thing had ballooned. And so she was really just interested in going through her story, and you know, a lot of it reminds me, I guess, of Jo's story as well, with growing a successful business around her blog. And then actually I've got a man on the list here, Joel Canfield. He's an author. The most interesting thing about him is that he has led a very independent, location independent lifestyle despite having a family. Now, you may be using a lot of excuses in your own mind. I certainly was, in terms of why you can't do something. You know, I can't do it because of money or cost or time. But what he decided to do was that he wanted to be quite independent, live in different locations, and wasn't working at the time. And so he did this thing called house sitting. And I believe that he referred to a website on the episode, Joel Canfield, his name is. And he just started house sitting. And basically the arrangement was that people would, like me, I guess, would go off and leave the house for 2 or 3 months. But if you've got pets and you want someone to look after them, you know, no longer can we rely on family for that. So he would be called in as someone that's trusted, who had reviews that he can be trusted. He would move into the house with his family, and they would live in that house for the month, 2 months or 5 months, you know, however many months, for free, rent free, without paying any utility bills. And they would get free rent, but for that they would feed the dogs, let out the cats, whatever it took to just keep the house you know, in a good shape. And I just thought that was a fascinating thing to do with your family. And so yeah, that was really interesting. And finally, I had a chat with a lady called Lisa Wilbur, and she just totally surprised me. She was an author of a book called A View from the Top, where she had a section in this book. But the most interesting thing about her is that she's a US citizen, and she was a secretary for a company, and they let her go. They made her redundant back in the late 80s. And at the time, she'd been living in a trailer park for a long time. So a trailer park is obviously not particularly aspiring place to live in the US. And she then went on out of her own motivation, her own you know, real strong will. She ended up becoming the number 5 top earner for Avon as a work from home lady. She does a lot of keynote speaking. She's made a lot of money. She's got a huge network. She is totally inspiring. And you just think, if she can do it, then anybody can do it. Literally, she does give you that inspiration that it's achievable with hard work and you know, if you're a good person as well. And that couldn't have happened to a better person. She seemed so pleased to be interviewed. She gave a lot of insightful stuff away. And, you know, to go from literally rags to riches, I would say, you know, from a trailer park to being the number 5 top earner in the US for her work from home, it's just amazing. So lots of interviews. I could talk a lot about all the different interviews. I am running out of time. All I want to say is I'm so blessed to have had this time with you. You've been a great audience. I love what Jo Gifford is doing. I love everything about the Dexterous Diva. Basically, I'm a big advocate of branding your own business around your personality. And clearly that's something that Jo has done and the Dexterous Diva. So it's with that, I just wanted to say thank you very much for listening to me. I am Paul Kemp. I'm the host of the App Guy podcast and the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. And I do a weekly webinar. So if you do want to check out that, then just go to theappguy.co, theappguy.co, and go and check out. You can sign up for my free weekly webinar where I offer, I'm trialing at the moment, a done-for-you service for podcasting and doing a lot of different things as well. So happy to help you out with anything. So yeah, if you're listening to this and you want to take action and you've been inspired by anything I've mentioned, and please do reach out. Twitter's another good way, Paul_S_Kemp. Thank you, Jo, for having me on the show. It's been a great pleasure, and all the best with whatever you're getting up to.
Hey, Paul, thank you so much for hosting this week's podcast for me. And I just know that, the Dexterous Diva tribe will absolutely love all of your tips on, you know, work-life balance and on working as a stay-home parent. And I'm just so inspired, you know, by your story, Paul. So I really appreciate you holding the mic for me this week. And thank you to you guys, as always, for listening. I'm always really thrilled that you're here. And if you are enjoying the show, I would really, really love, you know, for you to hop on over to iTunes and to leave us a little review over there. That would be absolutely fantastic. And just a heads up as well that if you haven't already seen it or done it, that my free idea generation and creativity for bloggers and content creators course is currently available still over on my website. If you go to dexterousdiva.co.uk, you'll see on the top menu there, you'll see free e-course. So if you just sort of navigate over to that, then you'll get all the content straight to your inbox, all for free. And it's a really fab way to sort of kickstart those brain cells for, you know, your social content creation, also your blogging creation, and all sorts of good stuff like that. So in the meantime, do come and say hi to me over on Twitter at DexDiva, in Facebook, facebook.com/DexDiva. And yep, stay good, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks, guys.